What's up, my friends? Merry Christmas, happy holidays. I hope that you are having the most wonderful time of the year. Welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast. Create your career. This is Contemplation with me, Christoph, number 76, episode number 195. Today's Christmas Eve. And if you celebrate, I hope you're having a great time. If you don't celebrate, I hope you're having a great time. I hope everybody's having a great time. As for me and my family, we are headed to go see some other family and celebrate Christmas and just have a really good time and take some time off of work. It's just such a good time of the year to be able to spend time with the family, have baby's first Christmas. This is the Christoph Lewis Podcast. Remember, you can find this podcast and all the other contemplations, the conversations on christophlewis.com/podcast or on your favorite podcast app. You can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. The best way to help this podcast out is to subscribe to the podcast here and on YouTube as well. I'm really trying to build that up and just share the podcast with a friend. I'm greatly appreciative of that. And now it's time for the book challenge. And I'm reading one book a week for a year. Last week I read Overcome by Jason Redman. Jason was in conversation number 31 way back. And this week I'm reading Turning the Flywheel by Jim Collins. Turning the Flywheel is a monograph to accompany Good to Great. As you guys know, if you're OG podcast listeners, you know that Good to Great is one of my favorite books of all time by Mr. Jim Collins. And this is a really, really short book. I mean, it's probably around 50 pages, and I chose to read it this week because of the holidays, and we're going to be doing so many other things, and I only have so much time, and I just still want to read a book, and it's such a good condensed book. Yesterday's conversation was conversation number 119 with Keontae Story. A wonderful conversation there with that former Marine and how he is doing great things out in the world, how he recovered from his amputation of his right leg under his knee, and how he is continuing to grow as an individual and help other people do that as well. Today, I'm going to speak to you about applying dad reflexes to real life. So let's get into it. Quick acting, spur of the moment, catches, things you've never planned always go wrong. What will go wrong goes wrong. And as a new dad, my baby is now 10 months old and I cannot believe she is almost a year old. And as you know, if you're a parent or you are familiar with the concept of kids, you know that once they start crawling, they just won't stop moving. So Kennedy, my daughter, is just moving left, moving right, crawling up and down, trying to walk, do all these crazy things, and she just won't stop moving, picking up things, reaching for things, and I am figuring out that I need to childproof the crap out of my house. And it is proving really difficult, and it's something I've never experienced before, but I will tell you that I care so much about this child for obvious reasons. And even though I have everything I can possibly think of to be childproof, I have everything planned, as much as I can think. Something always goes wrong. She goes to hit her head on a corner that I thought didn't even exist. She falls backwards down the stairs. It's just like craziest things have never happened. Like you see the YouTube videos where like dads catch a child from falling off a 3-story building, like some crazy things you never thought. Like how did that even happen? Are these parents even responsible? And I think that I'm this responsible person, and I am this responsible person. And as much as I planned, as much as I have childproof, as much as I try to be that good parent, she always gets herself into trouble, and I have to have this quick acting, like, I don't even know how my arms move that fast. Like playing sports all my life, I played football, I played soccer, I snowboarded, I ran track, I did all these things, all these reflexes, but I've never had reflexes like when Kennedy falls down and I go to catch her head before it hits, or when she jumps off the couch and I have to catch her before she slams into the ground upside down. Like, I'm like, child, feet first. The point of all of this, applying dad reflexes to real life, is this. Like, I have everything planned for her as much as I possibly can, and shit still goes wrong. But I care so much about this that even though I have everything planned, everything childproof, when something goes wrong, I'm able to make a decision before I even have time to think, because I've already decided how I'm going to react. I've already decided what I care about. I've decided what my morals are. I know how I'm going to react before my mind even has time to react. Like, my hand is under that little precious egg of a head before my brain even knows that she's falling. So I realized that, you know, I've, like I said, and hilariously, as like, you know, there's all these YouTube videos out there of like dads doing crazy dad reflexes. But what I realized is that, again, because I'm always trying to extrapolate things in my own life and see how they relate to other parts of my life. And I realized that I have these superpowers that dads really do have, and we react. And I was like, how is this possible that I have this like superpower of reaction and I know how to do this, and it's just like I'm moving at lightning speeds? And it's because of what I just said. So I relate that to a lot of other things in my life, and we've talked about similar things before, but it's just cool to be able to compare these superhuman dad reflexes to things in our own life, to where we think we have everything planned in our lives. We think we've prepared for the interview as much as possible. We think we prepared for the board as much as possible. We think we prepared for the test as much as possible. We've studied everywhere. We've had study groups. We've done test banks. We've read the books. We've bought the books. We've done everything possible. And then we go to do the thing and we just get thrown a question we've never seen. We get asked a question we've never seen. We don't get the job. We or whatever. Something happens. And even though we didn't plan it, we're able to react immediately. So the point of this is to understand that we can plan everything in our lives and things can still go wrong. But if you have those quick like dad reflexes or those mom reflexes, you can apply them to the real things in your life. And just know that when you care about so much, when you have a passion in your life, when you have something that you are so, so, so passionate about and you care so much about, you make sure that you plan everything you possibly can, but things can still go wrong. Life can still go sideways just when you think everything's going better than it's ever been. That's sometimes, most of the times, when things go wrong. So just enjoy life for what it is. Plan as much as you possibly can, but know that you might have to pull out one of those dad reflexes and catch yourself when things go crazy. When you see things going to crap and your emotions start running wild, reach out there real quick and grab your own self from that situation before you even know what's going on. You already know going into these situations what your morals are and how you're going to react. So know that even when things go crazy, you can reach out there real quick and you can change the trajectory of these unplanned things before they even happen. You decide how you react even when things go crazy. So it's time for a recap. I've got dad reflexes. You've got dad reflexes. If you're a mom, you have mom reflexes. We have these reflexes that happen. We can catch our kids and we can save our kids from the most crazy situations, even though we have everything planned. So in your own life, when you think you have everything planned, you probably do. But if you already decide how you're going to react, what you care about, and what your morals are, and you have everything planned, so when everything goes wrong, you've already made all these preliminary decisions, so you're able to have those boom fast dad-like reflexes and be able to catch what you care about most before it goes crazy, and you can shorten the time that you have to make decisions because you've already made as many decisions as possible. All right, my friends, thank you so much. As I said, the best way to help the podcast out is to share with a friend, check out all the other episodes, rate on iTunes 5 stars, comment and tell me what you like. Thank you so much for listening. Have the best Christmas ever. Enjoy your holidays and have a great week with your family and friends. And like I said, thank you for listening, but please don't only listen. You have to apply the stuff. You can listen to all the best advice, the best podcast, read all these wonderful books that we talk about. But if you don't apply it, it don't mean a thing. So have a great day, and I'll talk to you later.